Hey guys, welcome to Base Camp Devotions. This is a rugged and real place where we'll reflect on what the wilderness reveals. At the end of each day's story, you'll find a Base Camp check-in, a single soul-searching question designed to help you process the day's experience. Think of it like those late nights back at hunting camp. Your boots are off, the fire's crackling, you're swapping stories and lessons from the day's adventure. We're not just here to survive the wilderness. We're here to be shaped by it. I hope you enjoy Base Camp Devotions. Day 1, the flood. "Sorry, fellas, we don't see much foot traffic in these parts." Those were the words of a rough-and-tumble cowboy riding up the steep switchbacks on horseback as his huge mountain dog lunged directly towards us. Those words still ring in my head after a near-fatal trip into the wilderness in 2014, where torrential rains and flooding could have cost me and my hunting companions Roger and Brian our lives. There was a reason the cowboy wasn't used to seeing foot traffic in that place. We were on an elk hunt headed deep into a territory of the Rocky Mountains where most hunters are on horseback and use pack mules to get their gear in and out. I was not only going into an area where I had never been before, but I was doing it with too much of the wrong gear and not enough of the right. The other factor was my lack of understanding of how the weather can change in a heartbeat, putting even the most experienced outdoorsmen at risk. We were camped on the valley floor using only our bivy sacks, sleeping bags, and a tarp when torrential rains caused sudden, massive flooding all around us, in total darkness and with no way out. My friend Roger was much more experienced in this part of the country. He was a former Air Force veteran, and having gone through SEER, Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape School, his knowledge and skill were the reason the three of us made it out of there alive. Not having brought the right rain gear to protect myself and my equipment, I was soaked to the bone in a matter of minutes, just from packing up my stuff and climbing onto boulders to get above the rising waters. Within a few hours, my body was shaking uncontrollably, and I couldn't even think straight. I couldn't even think how to tie a knot. While my friend Brian pulled out one of the tarps and put it over me, Roger quickly boiled hot liquids and encouraged me to get my sopping wet clothes off. The real wake-up call for me came when he said, "Brent, if we can't get you out of here today, we're going to have to get your wet clothes off and put you between the two of us under a tarp to get your core temperature back up." My response was, "Yeah, that ain't going to happen." That was enough to wake me up and snap me into the mindset of doing whatever it took to get back on my feet again. You know, recalling our adventure a year later, Roger said, "Brent, after I said that to you, I kept waiting for you to be able to walk on water because I knew you weren't going to let that happen." We all got a good laugh out of it, but the truth is that many of us will hold on to our pride so much that it can cause us to drown in poor choices, even when the solution is simply allowing or inviting another more experienced man to speak right into our lives. So this is called Base Camp Check-In, and we're going to do this every single week. So was this about pride or partnership? Where in your life are you trying to push through alone when God may be calling you to invite wise counsel or a trusted brother into the fight? Father, I would just pray that you help me release the pride that keeps me from asking for help. Surround me with brothers who speak wisdom and give me humility. Help me to listen. Help me to learn. When I face storms, remind me that I don't have to face them alone. In Jesus' name, amen.